Across the Winding River by Amy K. Runyon, performed by Kathleen Gatti, Lisa Flanagan, and Michael Crouch.
My father raised me under a canopy of plumeria. There were the magenta ones with orange hearts that smelled of ginger, delicate yellows with white tips that smelled of lemon, the deep reds that bore the unmistakable scent of grape Kool-Aid. Those had been my favorite as a kid. Dad fell in love with the towering trees with their riotous clusters of flowers on his travels to Hawaii in the 50s, and spent a good portion of his leisure time cultivating more than a dozen varietals on our almost an acre lot in Encinitas. He created a tropical paradise so lush that we were never in want of shade on ruthless summer days. I was sure the new owners, whose primary fascination with the property had been the dense grove of tropical flowers, were taking good care of them. But no one would love them as Dad had. When I finally convinced Dad that his stenosis was bad enough that Mom couldn't care for him at home, his sole stipulation was that he be allowed to bring a cutting of his Singapore plumeria to keep in his room. It laced his new bedroom with the scent of jasmine and memories of his happiest times with my mother. I had found him a small private care home. I couldn't bear the thought of putting him in some sterile institution with dozens of elderly people who all clamored for a few precious moments of the staff's time. The home had only 5 residents, and the staff was as attentive as I could have ever hoped for. In truth, the cottage-like care home with its welcoming red door wasn't unlike the house he'd loved for so long. It made it a little more bearable somehow. He left behind the white ranch house with the teal-blue door 9 months ago, and though Mom had been set to join him once she'd sold the house and gotten everything in order, the cancer hit so hard and fast she never had the chance. One second she was in the kitchen making babka, the next she needed the round-the-clock care of a nursing home. The disease claimed her in 3 months. My only solace was that Dad never really saw any of it. I walked through that red door, not needing to knock, with a cutting from an Aztec gold plumeria balanced on my hip. "Hey, girl!" Kimberly, the head caregiver, greeted me as she changed a dressing on Mr. Griffith's bad ankle. I flashed her a smile. "Mr. Blumenthal's in his room. Been expecting you for the past hour." She chuckled as I rolled my eyes dramatically. According to Dad, it took exactly 35 minutes to get from my office at UC San Diego to his care home in Encinitas. And he was right. If you left campus at 10:30 at night. At 5 p.m., count on an extra hour as you become part of the world's slowest slithering boa constrictor, trying to wend its way north on I-5. A boa constrictor that spews gallons upon gallons of noxious fumes into the air and is equipped with several thousand car horns, and is overly fond of using them.